Carson thinks he's come to tackle Riggins, but Riggins is long gone, so Carson just keeps running toward Theismann. 3 Mississippi. Carson now sees that Theismann has the ball. Theismann notices Carson coming straight at him, and so he has time to avoid him. He steps up and to the side, and Carson flies right on by and out of the play. The play is now 3.5 seconds old. Until this moment, it has been defined by what the quarterback can see. Now it, and he, is at the mercy of what he can't see. You don't think of fear as a factor in professional football. You assume that the sort of people who make it to the NFL are immune to the emotion. Perhaps they don't mind being hit, or maybe they just don't get scared. But the idea of pro football players sweating and shaking and staring at the ceiling at night, worrying about the next day's violence, seems preposterous. The head coach of the Giants, Bill Parcells, didn't think it preposterous, however. Parcells, whose passion is the football defense, believed that fear played a big role in the game. So did his players. They'd witnessed up close the response of opposing players to their own Lawrence Taylor. The tackle who had just quit the Philadelphia Eagles, for instance. Jerry Sizemore had played tackle in the NFL for 8 years when, in 1981, Taylor arrived. Sizemore played on the right side of the offensive line, and Taylor usually came off the other end, but Sizemore still had